When, so I'm going to tell you two stories real quick, and then I'm going to introduce Cindy. It'd be after church, and I'd be hungry. And I'm waiting on Donnie. And he's the last one in the altar. The last one, and I'm telling you, it's been an hour since service was over. And I'm hungry. Sometimes I just wanted to go eat and then come back and get him. How hungry I would be. And so I guess I got him back, because the last time he was here, April 29, 2018, Pam was out of town for some reason, at a conference, I think, and Donnie stayed with me at my house. It was just the two of us. And he woke up, and he was hungry, and so I told him, oh, let me make you this really nice smoothie that we do, a bunch of fruit and all that, throw stuff in there that the grandkids wouldn't eat if they knew it was in the smoothie, some vegetables and stuff. So I just load this thing up, because I know Donnie, he was big, he could eat. And so right after that, we went to feed the police. And Vic was there and had those steaks already made. It was about 11 a.m. And Vic told me later, Donnie walked over. As soon as we got out of the car, he walked over and he goes, hey, Vic, man, can you load me up right now? Randy's trying to starve me. All he gave me was a shake for breakfast. And so I could tell you story after story after story of the way that we were, Donnie and I just, every time he came, we thought up a new way to be out of this box. We went to the youth prison. We went to the streets and just ministered out on the streets. We did. So we found a baseball team that invited us to come, and he led those kids to believe in themselves so much they won state back to back. And both times it was through Donnie's motivation that helped them get there. And yeah, so I could just go on and on about this man and how much I love him and all that he's meant to me. Today, his wife, Cindy, this is her first time to step into the pulpit and to share about the journey that she's on. Let me just read this little bio for you at this time. So, oops. Cindy Moore, along with her husband Donnie, began a college ministry in 1982 at the University of the Pacific, where she majored in physical education. She ministered alongside her husband in youth ministry, summer camps, as chaplains of the Oakland A's baseball team, until Donnie went home to be with the Lord in June of 2018. Since that time, she has been learning what it means to walk with the Lord through grief. She has a passion for educating others and bringing awareness to the important topic of mental health. Cindy enjoys Pilates, reading, laughing, having coffee with, and mentoring others. She and Donnie have three amazing children. Let's welcome Cindy Moore this morning.